Hello, I am Grant Trask, and I want to share a few short poems that I enjoy. Many of you folks remember Dan Crane, who with his family lived here for a while. Stephanie and Vernon are grown and gone. And Carolyn and Dan moved away from Petersburg up to Homer about 5 years ago, and there he began writing again. These poems are from the pen of Dan Crane, my fisherman friend. The title of this one is Getting and Spending. And I want to dedicate this to all of those who have been doing their taxes, including the accountants who help us out. Numbers take over my desk like a fat man who does not intend to be removed. Make the money, pay the tax. I divert myself with poems when figures get heavy, preferring similes to sums, images to interest, alliteration to calculation. The poems and the ledgers, side by side before me, left brain and right, suggest to me a strange equation. I wonder if that insurance man who used to write was onto something when he remarked that money is a kind of poetry. In this poem called Looking Back, Dan tells about his fishing as a troller. I go where dead men used to fish. I still recall the graceful way their old wood boats would slice the waves. They were better at fishing than I am, so I go to their places hoping to catch a feel for how it was with them, how it was to stuff the bellies of those pretty ships with silver ingots all stacked in rows. Ballasted to the guards, they slide silently into the fog banks of my memory. You reach a point where you feel more at home with dead men than live ones. This one is titled, Push Button Control. As we motor to town, Paul Harvey tells us that a man who takes exceptional pride in his lawn has just gunned down a neighborhood kid for walking on it. Our three dogs in back start barking as we pass others' pets near the road. The noise increases with each sighting to a point where a jackhammer would sound like a oboe sonata in comparison. I add to the chorus of cacophony with useless screams, "Shut up, you idiots, or I'll put shock collars on all of you." My wife says that I would put shock collars on everything in the world if I could. Now there's a thought. And finally, this poem is a tribute to a colleague in Homer, and it's called For Rebecca Yates. The quiet words you put into your poems still echo in our heads as deeply as the ringing of a blacksmith's hammer. You told us about your winter on a tired boat in the Juneau Harbor, about the razor winds from the Taku slicing through the seams of your lonely dwelling, about the hard glaze stiffening your mooring lines and making sheet ice of that little patch of sea you occupied, about the lover who disappeared with the wind when spring finally came. You spoke to us about your climb to an alpine meadow, how you put your hand under a rivulet and walked away, feeling as if you had touched the tongue of God. I quit doing poems when you were at work. Took up prose. You don't send in a boy to do a woman's job. I read a story one night to our tiny group of seekers, mostly old people looking for well-turned phrases to ponder as they slowly exit this flesh. You said you liked my work, that I should try to publish. I'm back at poetry again since you left us and took your images with you, images that flowed so easily from you like music from Mozart or from that rivulet on your mountain. But I want you back. We all want you back. The stream you tapped is too far up the hill for most of us to reach, being as far out of shape as we are. All of us will try poems again, since you have gone, in hopes of getting just a phrase or two right. Give enough monkeys, enough keyboards, and enough time.